All right, welcome to Coffee with Marcus and Mark. In this show, we're going to talk to you about what's happening in the markets and how we are trading it. Today is Friday, September 9th, and wow, there's a lot to talk about because Powell said again yesterday that he's strongly committed to bringing down inflation. And stocks were on a roller coaster ride yesterday, but finished higher. The S&P 500 closed about 4,000. So can stocks snap a three-day losing streak? What did Powell say that was different this time that stocks are actually rallying? So we will take a look. Plus, we will show you our current positions and how we are trading these markets. And yeah, I did place another order this morning that we will show you today in the show. So as you can see, there's a lot to talk about. So let's get started. But if this is your first time here, hi, I'm Marcus Heidkotter. This super smart guy over there is my head coach, Mark Hodge. And we're real traders who trade live accounts. And therefore, we have a lot of trading experience. And we are showing you exactly how we trade these crazy markets. So believe me, we know our stuff and we're not afraid to tell you like it is. So if you're looking for some honest insights into the fascinating world of trading, you are in the right place. So Mark, with that said, looking at the S&P yesterday, let's just go to the five-minute chart of yesterday. That's what we had there. Powell was speaking, and here's what happened.
Yeah, I mean, he basically said, hey, the Fed's not messing around. We're still targeting inflation, and we're going to do what it takes. And at first, traders said, oh, no. And then they said, hey, I guess a little certainty is a good thing, because the probabilities of a rate hike, 75 basis point, continue to get more, you know, solid. And I think that that's really the key here. That 75 basis point is not a surprise. It's priced into the market. It's what traders expect. And the Fed just basically commenting, saying that, yeah, this is what's going to happen. I guess traders like that.
I think it's really about certainty, that he was not flip-flopping and backpedaling on the comment, that he was basically saying the same thing that he did a couple of weeks ago in Jackson Hole. Was it actually, let me just see, it was exactly 2 weeks ago when he made pretty much the same comments and sent the markets massively down over the next few days. So these were all the, this was the initial reaction to his speech, and these were all the shock waves. But then yesterday, traders said, oh, yeah, okay, yeah, we heard this, so it seems to be all good. So it's super interesting when there's no new information, when he's just reinforcing it, that markets react positively, taking uncertainty out of the market.
Yeah, and on a bright note, it looks like the markets are set up to snap a three-week losing streak. So since his comments in Jackson Hole, Wyoming, the markets have dropped, but it looks like this week's going to be a nice win, unless there's something crazy that happens in the next couple of hours.
Which can always be, but if you look at the markets this morning in the S&P 500 thus far, it is just up, up and away massively. I mean, the S&P up 1.3%, the NASDAQ actually up 1.8%. And again, nothing has changed from yesterday. It almost feels like this is a little bit of a relief rally.
Yeah, yeah. And again, I think that since it really isn't news driven, I think it's just certainty or close to certainty, right? With no new information, no surprises, and traders feeling comfortable. Looks like they're comfortable being long the market going into the weekend.
Yeah, and we talked about it also, the 3,900 being an important support level here after we already broke through the 4,000. And then at first, actually, yesterday, quite interestingly, it seemed at first that the 4,000 level was some sort of resistance. And therefore, I think traders were relieved to see that we were actually able to close above 4,000 in the S&P.
Yeah. No, I mean, right now, you know, 4070 or 4055, 4056. So, I mean, this is where round numbers tend to act as resistance or support. Looks like right now we're nicely above it.
Yeah. And also, this was kind of helped by crude oil, which was moving lower pretty much the whole week. I mean, crude oil had a pretty bad week, which is kind of good for inflation, right? So this should actually help to calm down inflation.
Yeah. And, you know, I mean, today it's up a little bit, but this is where the diving into the reasons why can get a little messy, because on one hand, again, with lower fuel costs, that's good for inflation because it's not getting priced into prices, and you know, we don't have to pay for those extra fuel costs. But at the same time, this dip in energy is also tied to speculators saying that, hey, with slowing economic growth, especially in China and other places, but also potentially in the U.S. if inflation or if the Fed's going to raise rates, that could put a damper on these energy prices. So I think that today's move higher is a little more optimistic with just the overall markets, risk on traders buying, and maybe things being a little bit better, at least until next week, which we'll find out.
So before we look at our positions, I also want to talk about natural gas, because natural gas, if you look at a weekly chart, still at super, super high levels. And yesterday, the European Central Bank did a surprise move by raising interest rates 0.75 point. And honestly, I think this was wrong, because it's not that that the economy is running hot in Europe. Inflation is peaking in Europe mainly because of these energy prices. So does it really help? What do you think? Does it really help in Europe raising interest rates to tame inflation there? I don't think that this will help.
I mean, this is where I don't know enough about the European economy to really know where we're, you know, where they're at with their, you know, economy and also inflation. It did seem like it kind of caught traders off guard, and it was the highest hike for the EU, which I guess is only 21 years. But yeah, I mean, you have a point because of the energy costs, especially natural gas. I mean, that's something that they're going to deal with through the winter with the Russia situation, and it's not going to be resolved soon.
Yeah. So here in the US, I mean, we know why we have high inflation is because, I mean, money was handed out during the pandemic, and also during the pandemic, people spent less money. So therefore, there was this excess money. The Fed pumped massive amounts into the market. So this is where right now I feel for the US, it is the right move. For Europe, I'm not so sure. Hey, speaking about Europe, and then we really go back to our trades. Did you hear yesterday the Queen died?
I did.
Jeez. I mean, it's probably not the same for you, but I grew up with the Queen. I mean, I'm 52 years old, and she was Queen when I was born. And it's just crazy. I think she was Queen for, 71 years.
That's an impressive run. And I'm sure it's a little different in Europe, but I think she was everybody's favorite grandmother.
for sure. And now Charles is king, and there's a lot of implications there. For example, they have to mint new coins, and also I think bills, stamps, obviously. But here's the big one. They have to change the national anthem, because there's this sentence in there that God saves the Queen. So they have to change that.
That is interesting that so much needs to be changed because of that situation. And I saw even a statement that the currency is still legal tender. And, you know, that it just goes to show just, you know, how much he was involved, of course, but also what needs to take place now. And that would be interesting, waking up one day and wondering if your currency is still legal or not.
All right. Currency, dollars, money, trading. So let's do this. That was a horrible transition. Okay. Let's take a look at our positions that we have right now. So gold, one of our positions, this is where we both sold the 15 put, which we did last week, collected premium for this. This week, we sold the 15 call, meaning that if we stay above 15 by today, our shares will get called away, and we just keep the whole premium. And right now, it looks like it, right? So $15.83 right now as we're doing the show. So it seems that we are getting called away.
It does. And we look to potentially roll. Sorry, Marcus, I was looking at the chart. I'm not sure if you mentioned that. But just not enough premium there to make that roll attractive to us. So I'm happy getting called away and freeing up a position, seeing if there's something looks better next week.
Yeah. So again, sometimes you can roll, sometimes you can. Here we are too far away from the strike price, which again is okay because the wheel works in this way. Number one, you sell puts, collect premium. Number two, you might or might not get assigned. Number three, if you are assigned, you're selling calls and then you get called away. So perfect, we have a reset there and then free up one of the slots in our portfolio. Now, Google also super interesting. We both actually sold the 108 put a couple of weeks ago, and last week it ended in the money, barely. So this is where I got assigned, you did not get assigned. Super interesting there, right?
Yeah, and you know, just by the roll of the dice or the lottery with who gets assigned and who doesn't in that situation, you're going to end up making a lot more money on this trade than I did. I'm still happy with the trade, but I didn't get assignment. I did sell the 101 earlier this week, bought it back for 84% of its max profit in a day. But it's working out real nice for you for sure.
Yeah, because I was able to sell the 108 call earlier this week. And then yesterday, I was actually rolling it up into, I sold the 109 and I rolled it up to the 110. So the idea here is if Google by next week, and let's hop over to the calculator here. If Google by next week closes above 110, I will make $600 premium on the calls that I sold, plus an additional $1,200 premium on the stocks. So this will be a total of $1,800. So I'm liking this.
Yeah, that works. Nice okay. one.
All right. So what else is going on? So NVIDIA. I mean, had a couple of bad weeks, but it seems that it has found some support here right now and is it's clawing its way back up. So right now, I'm not able to sell any calls against this, so I have to wait until we are moving a little bit higher here. And by a little bit, I mean probably to 180. So this might be a few weeks that we are not able to sell calls. And this is what can happen, right? I mean, these are the cons, the downsides of this wheel strategy. That you are getting in a stock for a few weeks where you cannot sell it. So it is what it is.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, it's still, you know, for me, my similar trade is AMD up 2% today, but same situation. We have been able to sell calls, bring our break even down nicely. But, you know, I don't see anything fundamentally that has me super concerned about these stocks right now. I do believe that if we hold out and we're managing it like we would with rescues, if needed, sitting right on it, that we're going to be just fine. So I'm comfortable owning it, but there can be some periods where you're just not able to sell calls. And in my experience, better to be patient than to be too aggressive, because I see that's when traders, especially working with traders and coaching them, that's when they make mistakes, get stuck, and actually get out of a good trade for a loss instead.
Right. So this is where you just need to know, before you trade a strategy, just be sure that you know the advantages, the disadvantages, the pros and cons, and then see if it makes sense for you. For us, I'm absolutely fine owning NVIDIA. Actually, 2 days ago, it was ex-dividend, so I'm getting paid a little dividend here. NVIDIA is not paying too much, but I'm okay having this in my portfolio right now. I'm not concerned about this because, as we see, NVIDIA has been trading at as high as 280. Is it possible for NVIDIA to go back up to 195? Absolutely, absolutely. Is this happening today or next week? No, it'll take a few weeks and that's okay. So this is where we are managing the other positions, and we like to trade up to five positions here, and that's how we do it. Talking about selling calls, we just talked about it yesterday. TPR, I got assigned at 37. Mm-hmm. I've been able to sell a nice amount of calls here already. But then it was also moving lower. Why I haven't been able to do this, but this morning, a nice big jump. So up 2.4% after also having ex-dividend. So I'm getting a nice dividend payment there in a couple of weeks. That should be probably around $800 to $1,000, something like this. And this morning, looking good for potentially selling calls.
Yeah, we looked at it together, Marcus, and I mean, just a nice move for TPR, and it was just taking off in the first 15 minutes of the day. Marcus, you were looking to sell the 37, so where you were assigned, getting a nice ROI at 25 cents plus, and you decided to go a little higher.
Yeah, exactly. Because what was possible there was 25 cents for 30%. It was also possible to get, I think, 30 cents at some point, which would have given me 43%. And that's the important thing, right? Because when you look at a chart, so let's say you're looking at TPR and a 5-minute chart. And I was looking at it as we came out of the gate swinging. So the chart looked something like this. And this is where I thought, okay, so in order to sell calls, I need to be okay with the premium that I'm receiving. Because we talked about it this morning with our mastermind members. When trading, get used to being wrong, right? So is this where if I would have sold it for 30 cents, that I would have regretted it because a few minutes later, I would have gotten 40 cents? And again, for me, trading 27 contracts, that's a substantial amount of money. I mean, that's $270. So, or will I regret it of being too greedy and not taking the money off the table and then it is pulling back? And that's exactly what happened. So this is where I said for myself, when I get 40 cents based on my position size, this will be, 40 cents was a little bit over $1,000. Yeah, a little bit over $1,000 for a week here. I'm absolutely fine with this because this gives me $135 a day. So I'm looking for $100 a day, and this compensates a little bit then because right now I'm not being able to sell anything on NVIDIA. So that's what I'm looking for. And right now I'm not yet filled on this one because as we see, TPR was pulling back a little bit. So if we are pushing against towards the 36 today, I think I might get my fill and pocket another $1,000.
It could happen, Marcus. And again, go back to sometimes you just have to admit that you're not going to be right. At the time, it did look like we were screaming higher right up towards 36. And I do think if it made that move in that first 15 minutes, if it got to 36, you would have been filled. So it started to turn before it reached that point, finding, you know, a little bit of a range here. But I agree. You get another move today, you take out 36, you're going to get that fill and nice premium collected. And if not, we'll see what happens Monday.
And I mean, let me just know in the comments if this is useful for you to just show we are not gods walking on water or anything like this. We don't have the crystal ball. I mean, we are also just traders who are reacting to what we see and then make decisions. And this is where I say, often gets wrong. And so we want to show you here in this show that here's what happened. I wanted to get 40 cents. 30 cents would have been possible. I'm holding out for this and I hope that I get it at some point today. I might, if you're finding some resistance again at 35.80, lower this to 35 cents. So we will see. And then take it off the table. By doing so, let me just show you, instead of making $1,080, so if I'm lowering it to 35 cents, I would make $945. So that's not too shabby either.
Yeah. And Marcus, this is where too many traders, there's no rhyme or reason to their decisions and they're just trading on emotions. Here, you have that line in the sand. Based on our rules, based on our method, based on our experience, that 30% annualized premium makes sense. It's something that's achievable. Here, it's available. But if you could squeeze out a little bit more, it makes it better for, like you said, NVIDIA and some of the times where things might be a little slow with some positions that we're holding.
Yeah. All right. So selling calls, super important, as you can see, because selling calls is where a lot of money can be made. And you always need to see, we talked about it with our mastermind also this morning. Why did I choose the 37 strike price over the 37.50 or maybe even the 38? Because I got assigned at 37 and there's other possibilities. So why exactly do I choose this? And this is where I did a video on this of how to choose the best strike price when selling covered calls. So take a look at this. It's right here, linking to it. And then we will see you again on Monday. Have a great weekend.
Happy trading, everybody.